Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Now, I'm called the Big Game Hunter because I coach people to play big. I want you to get out of any sort of limitation that you place on yourself and really perform at a high level. But there should be a certain limit. And today I discuss one of those limits. I call it monologuing, and I'll just simply say, monologues only belong on late night TV. They don't belong on your interviews. So I hope you find the show helpful. I hope you're not doing this. But if you are, stop it. Okay? Stop it. And I also want to remind you, please support the show by giving it 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, and or TuneIn, and a great write-up. It helps other people find the show. It helps with ratings. It helps with advertisers. So with that, let's get rolling. And today I want to talk with you about one of those tragic and completely avoidable job interview mistakes that too many people engage in. And I was reminded of it day before yesterday when I asked the candidate a question and they start to go off on this 3-minute monologue that maybe for 10, 15 seconds had something to do with my question, and then they went off into left field. I listened for a while, and then I stopped listening, and I let him talk on. And when he finally came up for air, you know, that pause in the conversation to let someone else speak, I said, by the way, do you remember my original question? And he hesitated for a second and went, no, I don't. So, you know, we can laugh about it now, but how many of you have done that? What ultimately happens is, you know, you start to think you know the question before the interviewer asks it because you've been on too many interviews. And the problem with your getting a job may be that you don't interview anywhere near as well as you think you do. And this could be one of the big reasons. You start anticipating the questions, and you start answering what you think is being asked. You go off on these long-winded explanations instead of keeping your answers to maybe 45 seconds in length, 60 tops. And by the way, if you think that sounds short, time yourself talking for 45 seconds and see how long that is. You'll get an appreciation for the fact that 45 seconds is a long time. So your goal is to answer the question. Now, if it's a phone interview, I want you to have your resume out in front of you and write the darn question down in front of you so it's a reminder that will help you stay on point. When you hear the question, you can even circle a couple of things in your resume to remind you of some talking points you want to cover. So, you know, answer the question, no more, no less. Don't go off on these long-winded tangents. 45 seconds, maybe a minute tops. Keep your answer to the point. Because otherwise, what starts to happen has happened to me. The interviewer starts to mentally channel surf. You know, they start thinking about what they would rather be doing, what else they could be doing instead of listening to you, what their next appointment is, who their next call is, a whole host of other things, but they stop listening to you. And this could be the critical reason why you're failing, and I'm going to use that word very intentionally, failing on your interviews. You stop listening, you start thinking that you know the questions in advance, and you go off on tangents. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, again, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. It helps with rankings. And I also want to remind you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with the best of my information curated, plus the ability to ask me questions so that you don't make dumb mistakes in your job search that prove so costly. Now, I'll be back tomorrow with more. Hope you have a great day. Take care.